Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldner. Now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. 84 questions on 84 topics covering 28 blot, going from Daf Beis, Masechet Shabbos, all the way to Daf Chav Tes. I'm going to divide this into four laps of 21 questions. Each lap, though, is questions from all over the 28 blot that we've covered. And here we go. And if you remember that when we do this, if you need more time to answer the question, it's more important, better to pause to get the right answer than to try to get it within the time that I allot. Sometimes it may just be too quick. Don't rush. Better to get the answer correct than rush and miss the answer. So here goes. Question number one for lap number one. Which Daf we learned that one says to a sick person on Shabbos, Shabbos himalizok rufu akrov levo. That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number two. What do we learn that the Carmelist term referred to in that list was to nooks in Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number three, where do we learn that Akira is an essential part of the Malach of Hotzah and therefore must be done with intent? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number four, where do we learn that glass that was Tame broken and then refashioned does not revert to its old status of Tuma? That's on Daf. Tez Zion. Great. Number five, where do we learn that the Tachash had one horn, which means it's presumed to be a kosher animal? That's on Daf. Chavches, great. Number six, where do we learn the pasuk that refers to pishtan flax as a tree? That's on Daf. Chav Zayin, good. Number seven, where do we learn that a craftsman cannot carry his tools in his way, which is unusual for others to carry on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yudov, good. Number eight, where do we learn about Rav Hananya Bar Chizkiah was the one who resolved the contradictions between Sefer Yechezkel and the Torah? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel, good. Number nine, where do we learn about the various conducts of the Rabbanim during Tefillah? That's on Daf. Yud, good. Number 10, where did the opening mission of the second parak that lists inferior wicks and fuels? That's on Daf. Chaf, good. Number 11, where do we learn that one cannot put a pot of partially cooked food in the oven Erev Shabbos unless one throws a raw piece of meat of it in it as well? That's on Daf. Yud Ches, good. Number 12, where do we learn that one cannot use a 10 tefach post in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? That's on Daf. Tes, great. Number 13, where do we learn whether one is able to stand in a Carmelis and drink in a different Rosh Hashanah? That's on Daf. Yud Olav, good. Number 14, where do we learn that when one gives a gift, one needs to inform the recipient of the gift? For example, Hashem giving Kol Yisrael Shabbos, that's on Daf. Yud, good. Number 15, what do we learn that the top of a 9 tefachim post in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim since people use it to adjust their loads? That's on Daf. Ches, good. Number 16, what do we learn Rebbe Shita that the branches of a tree are accorded the same status of the trunk and therefore are considered as if they are 4x4 tefachim? That's on Daf. Dalad, good. Number 17, what do we learn the three cases where Hillel and Shammai disagree? That's on Daf. Tezvav, good. Number 18, what do we learn that Rav Ashi taught that the term Hotzah also refers to Haknasa, to bringing in? That's on Daf. Base, great. Number 19, what do we learn that Rabbi Ezer prohibits use of an unsinged cloth wick is because it doesn't light well? That's on Daf. Chavtes. Good. Number 20. What do you learn that a person who sees the menorah says two brachas the first night? That's on Daf. Chav Gimel. Good. And finishing up lap number one with question number 21. What do you learn that Yal Aviyavo is recited on days when Musaf is recited? That's on Daf. Chav Talad. Good. Beginning lap number two with question number 22. Where do we learn that Rabbi Tarfon held one can only use Shaman Zayis olive oil for the Shabbos Licht? That's on Daf. Chavav, good. Number 23, where do we learn that tefillin straps must be made from the hide of kosher animals? That's on Daf. Chavches, great. Number 24, where do we learn that wicks and oils in the base of Migdash have to be superior that the flame ascends? That's on Daf. Chavalav, good. Number 25, where do we learn that the decree that carrying a movable item that has the circumference of a tefach, like an ox goat in a graveyard, makes one an avatuma. That's on Duff. Yud Zayin, good. Number 26. We're doing Rabba's pshat, that Yitzias in the Mishnah is referring to Rishuyos, to domains. That's on Duff. Bays, good. Number 27. We're doing that one is exempt from carrying in a roofed Rishus Rabim, since it doesn't resemble the encampment in the Midbar, the Digli Midbar. That's on Duff. Hey, good. Number 28. We're doing the reason why, according to Rav Ashi, that glassware contracts tuma when touched on its outer surface is because of its transparency. That's on Duff. Tezayin, good. Number 29. We're doing that the decree when Truma is replanted, the produce has the same status regarding its Tuma. That's on Duff. Yud Zayin, good. Number 30. We're doing that wandering white clothes is harder than colors and therefore usually is priced at a higher fee. That's on Duff. Yud Tes, good. Number 31. We're doing that a garment that's 3x3 etzba'os, 3x3 finger breadths, can be makabel Tuma. That's on Duff. Chavav, good. Number 32. We're doing the question of Ezu Asher. Who is wealthy? That's on Duff. Chafei, good. Number 33. We're doing the question whether a beggar that lost its status when it was used as a rag, or it lost its status as a beggar, whether it regains its status if it's set aside as a beggar. That's on Duff. Meaning, just to be clear, it regains its status if it's set aside. Will it regain its status if it's a beggar? That's on Duff. Chavtaz, good. Number 34. We're doing the Tamei Truma oil is not burnt on Yantav. That's on Duff. Chavdalad, good. Number 35. We're doing that one cannot leave a pot in the oven Erev Shabbos if the food has not become roasted. That's on Duff. Yud Tes, good. Number 36. Where do we have the question of my Chanukah? What miracle was Chanukah established for? That's on Duff. Chaf Aleph, good. Number 37. Where did the Malchokas whether a folded 3x3 etzbot cloth can be Makabel Tuma? That's on Duff. Chaf Ches, good. Number 38. Where do we have the fourth enactment? The one who showers in drawn water after going to the mikveh becomes Tame. That's on Duff. Yedalad, good. Number 39. Where do we have the Midaraisa? One needs to do the Akira and the Hanocho. That's on Duff. Base, good. Number 40. What do you want that? Well, Savaro Esh applies outside the base of Migdash. And inside the base of Migdash, if the fire is not from the Mizbeach, one is not allowed to light there as well. That's on Duff. Chaf, good. Number 41. What did the Malchokas about the threshold, about the Yiskupa? That's on Duff. Vav, good. And finishing up lap number 2 with question number 42. Which stuff do we have prohibited activities before Mincha? That's on Duff. Test. Excellent. So we now completed 2 laps. In the next session, we'll go to the laps 3 and 4.